Saludos a todos, bienvenidos a una nueva entrevista para el podcast de Smart Travel News. Hoy tenemos a una persona muy especial que es Nancy Mamana, que es Chief Marketing Officer en New York City Tourism and Conventions. Ahora hablaremos de este cambio de marca. En nuestra web, en nuestro portal, evidentemente tenéis un resumen en español, pero la entrevista la haremos con Nancy en inglés, evidentemente. Así que a partir de aquí me escucharéis hablar en inglés y, por supuesto, a Nancy. Nancy, how are you? Welcome to the podcast.
I'm well. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for your time. So first things, of course, would be to mention your new brand. You've been NYCN company for quite a few time. And now you have a new brand, a new name. So what was the idea behind this new branding?
We have had the NYCN company name and branding for about 25 years. And having gone through the pandemic, it was especially apparent, obviously, to everyone, not just in New York, but all over the world, I think, all of our fellow destinations, how important tourism is to the economy and important how important the work is that we do. And we very much wanted to lean into our role as a tourism agency because there was a lack of clarity and understanding as to what NYCN company did, excuse me, as an organization, who we were and what we did. And we did an extensive amount of research to understand the depth of that misunderstanding that I think we knew anecdotally. There was just a lack of clarity around what the company's mission was. We always had to explain ourselves as a tourism agency. So we did an extensive amount of research across our board, our city electeds, our members, consumers. And after finishing that due diligence, we understood that we really needed to lean in and reassert ourselves as a tourism agency. So we undertook that exercise over the course of over a year to really drill down on not only the name, but on the new graphic language. Our current logo, you might know the NYC is we call it the chunky NYC, and you see that all over the city. And it was done by design during the Bloomberg administration to unify all city agencies. We are not technically a city agency. We're a private agency with a city contract. And we actually received the blessing of City Hall to begin differentiating ourselves. So the name New York City Tourism and Convention was designed to, again, accomplish all of those things, reassert our role as a tourism agency by putting the name front and center in our name, and also create a new graphic design system that unified all of the work we do and differentiated ourselves from City Hall. So now we have one name, one URL, which previously was NYC Go, which made it even more confusing. So now we're NYC Tourism as our URL and as all of our social channels. So we really are very pleased with having a more cohesive brand system.
Okay, awesome. So I assume that we both agree that, of course, pandemic has changed a lot of things in travel, but would you say that we are now back where we were before pandemic? Do you think this has changed the way we travel forever? How do you feel about this?
Overall, the city is forecasted to be between 80 to 85% of our pre-pandemic visitation levels by the end of this year. We expect to be fully back by the middle to end of next year. So we feel that we're well on our way. Business travel is recovering, but it's a little further behind leisure travel. So we continue to work on those efforts with our convention sales team and bringing big meetings and events to the city. But I think from a leisure standpoint, we've really just diversified our audience targeting. The majority of the world had a lot of pent-up demand for New York City. So when the borders reopened in November of 2021, we began that promotional effort through our global tourism campaign in earnest, and that's been very effective. So over the last year, we've had those efforts very heavily in our major key feeder markets. So we're well on our way. I think the biggest change, which is yet to be seen how long it will last, is the impact of remote work. Our Midtown area, where a lot of commercial office space typically is located, a lot of that has changed. When office workers are not in the office every day, you do see the impact in those commercial areas. So the local restaurants may have suffered. Broadway at times has suffered because they do rely on a commuter and Northeast corridor audience. So that has been up and down for Broadway. So I think that is a dynamic that potentially could change the way the city looks and feels for a long time to come, but not just New York. I think our world has seen the impact of remote work and hybrid work. And I don't know that that will change. So we're just continuing to push in the commuter markets and the Northeast Corridor to do what we can with our local vibrancy campaigns. That's primarily Restaurant Week, Broadway Week, Hotel Week, Must See Week, et cetera. So we continue to do those programs twice a year, and we hope over time that will begin to shift as well. But that's the one outlier that we're all sort of waiting to see how it turns out.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And do you see any changes in the way you market the destination to the world? Not just obviously the Spanish traveler, but the rest of the world, the rest of Europe. Are you using any new channels marketing-wise?
The most effective drivers for us in terms of driving traffic to our content and on our website are paid search and social. That continues to be very effective for us. So we're continuing that. We're doing a lot more video content, and we use that primarily as a way to showcase all of the diverse cultural experiences and neighborhoods throughout our five boroughs that we think visitors should know about. So we've done things like Local Legends, which is a five-part series. They're 6-minute videos, one per borough, featuring someone from that borough who is particularly knowledgeable, well-known, who is showing us around how they experience their neighborhood. That's been extremely successful, and it has shined a new light around some of our content. We have very robust neighborhood guides, neighborhood content, small business owners, small business showcases throughout our website. So we use those videos and our media to drive traffic to ensure that content gets seen. So we've done, I think, over the last couple of years, much more of that than we did previously. Because we really want to make sure that the world knows what the fabric of our neighborhoods really looks like, to have a very authentic experience. And we've always done that, but I think we're doing it much more. And I think we needed to re-educate consumers and the travel trade as to what product was available in New York City. So we're doing that. We're sharing that content with our travel trade audiences, our meeting planner audiences, as well as consumers, because There's a lot happening. There's a lot of vibrancy. And coming out of the pandemic, it's especially important to share that. So I think we've definitely increased that type of work for that reason.
Mm. And do you think that the traveler is looking for something different from New York City in comparison with what happened before? Because obviously you have the best known destination in the world, but now you're trying to get people to know everything from every different neighborhood. And does this match with the fact that maybe travelers may be looking for something more sustainable, more local? Does this make sense?
Absolutely. We are seeing that. And I think the slow travel movement, meaning experiencing a destination longer and going deeper, that's always been important for us as we attempt to disperse the economic impact and benefit of tourism throughout our neighborhoods and throughout our boroughs. But I think it's only gaining more and more popularity as people are traveling and looking to be more sustainable and engage more authentically in a destination. So that type of content and that type of media approach for us is more important than ever. And I do think it's very timely as we see that sort of travel trending more than ever. And it's important for us. We know that a first-time visitor will gravitate toward the more iconic destinations in New York City, and we welcome that. But if you're a repeat visitor, or if you're interested in staying a little longer after you've seen all of those iconic sites, we want you to go deeper and experience, for example, Koreatown, which is right next to the Empire State Building. So there's the expected and the unexpected. And the benefit of coming to New York City is that there's basically something for everyone. It's our job to let you know what it is. And we have a team of content creators that are local New Yorkers. Between them and our own staff, we have a lot of opinions from authentic local New Yorkers that we aim to share through our channels.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I was thinking about, you have a new program now, I believe it's in May, which is called It's Time for Culture, right? So can we expect different programs along the year so that you can spread the way in which travelers, not just from Spain, but from Europe, come to to NYC because, of course, it's a very well-known destination in the summer and also December and Christmas. But do these kind of programs plan to expand the number of chances to go there?
We execute those types of programs, for example, like It's Time for Culture, to have a moment in time like we do for Restaurant Week where we showcase that particular sector. So we will experiment with those programs moving forward to focus on different sectors. We pretty much have every tourism and hospitality sector covered between culture, off-Broadway, Broadway, restaurants, attractions, and hotels. In between those programs, we basically have a concentration of content that will happen alongside our press and social efforts, where we'll all focus on the same thing. So we'll have times of the year where we focus heavily on shopping and different types of shopping experience, from local boutiques through the big box retailers. We will have seasonal guides that come out once a quarter that showcase on the best things to do during that particular time of year. So we do content pushes, so to speak, in between the programs. So we basically have everything that is possible to do covered throughout the year. So we'll continue to do that. So even if something doesn't get its own week, it still has a moment of emphasis throughout the year across all of our channels.
Okay, awesome. So my last question would be about, you have mentioned at the beginning of our conversation that you have a contract with the city, and somehow you in order for this to work as you wish, you need the cooperation from local companies, from hotels, accommodation agencies, and also local attractions, which have been like the last segment to go online and digitalized and centralized, very difficult thing to do. So, and in a destination as big as New York City, how do you manage to get all these things together?
Meaning the... Can you say that another way? What things together?
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure that you need the cooperation from all the private sector, like hotels, accommodations, and the local attractions. And people try to find that online, get that all in a package. So how do you work with the local companies to get all that offered together?
Thank you. Yes. So we're a membership-based organization. We have about 2,000 businesses across all tourism and hospitality sectors that are members of NYC and Company. And once we are able to sign a business on as a member, it allows them to take advantage of everything that we have to offer, meaning being featured in our content, networking opportunities, training, education. We try to provide as much value to those businesses to drive their business, so they can then get involved in our promotional programs, be featured in our content, on our website, and our social channels. So it's really our job between our membership team, our tourism development team, and our marketing and content teams to disseminate information to potential visitors wherever they're coming from and filter through and help a visitor navigate New York City. And we have a team of very passionate New Yorkers that work at this company. And it's our job to help a visitor get a better experience in New York City. So we do the heavy lifting and sift through all there is to do. We've got all sorts of New Yorkers here that are passionate about different things that help determine where is the best place to get a pizza, where is the best museum to go to on a Monday evening. You know, we do that work so a visitor can have a better and more easily navigatable experience. And that's our job, and we love doing it because we know that the path to a great experience in New York City is paved with the opinions of local New Yorkers. We want to make sure that we can get that type of information to visitors through our channels because it's overwhelming, but that's a good thing because there's something literally for anything you might want to do, you can find it here, and we want to make it a little less overwhelming. So that's why we do everything we can to get exposure to our website, where there's just an enormous amount of content that we have sifted through to make that process a little easier.
Okay, awesome, Nancy. Well, thank you so much for your time, for telling us about this new branding and the new chances to visit New York. I'm sure that next time we talk, we'll be reaching that 100% pre-pandemic and even more, hopefully. So again, thank you for your time.
Thank you so much. It was great speaking with you.
Thank you.
Take care.